Hello and welcome to the latest edition of Front Seat Cinema, brought to you by BuzzHub.info. I'm your host, Lucian, and I'm here with all the latest movie news, reviews, and more. Our last episode was quite a while ago now. It was around the release of The Amazing Spider-Man 2, April 24th, so it's been almost a month, and in terms of reviews, this week's episode is going to be pretty sparse, because I haven't really seen any of the releases since The Amazing Spider-Man 2. There haven't really been any major releases. There was Bad Neighbors, as it was known in the UK, or Neighbors. I haven't caught up with that yet, and Godzilla was released yesterday. Haven't gotten a chance to see that either, but next week, X-Men Days of Future Past. I'll be doing an episode within the next, or within a few days of that film's release, reviewing it, talking about it, because it's very a big release and something I'm very much looking forward to, and that we're covering a lot on BuzzHub. So, this week's episode will primarily focus on the latest movie news. There have been some huge updates, particularly in the last week, and I'll start with this. Yesterday, Friday, saw the release of the second and first full-length, as the first was mostly archive footage, trailer for Christopher Nolan's Interstellar. This trailer was huge, featured a ton of footage, although not as much as some people would have wanted, apparently, but I thought it was, well, quite magnificent. I mean, I was starting to lose faith in this film a while ago. It didn't sound like it was really going to go anywhere with its story, but this trailer just shows me what Christopher Nolan has been cooking up. Yeah, there's parts of 2001 A Space Odyssey in there, there's parts of Gravity, parts of Prometheus, parts of Terrence Malick's Days of Heaven. It just looks like it has all the ingredients to be a really fantastic film, and I really hope it is. Featuring in it, you got Matthew McConaughey, Anne Hathaway, Jessica Chastain, Michael Caine, Casey Affleck, Mackenzie Foy. They all pop up in the trailer, and I highly recommend that you watch it. It's, unless you are the kind of person who absolutely wants to know nothing about Interstellar before going to see it, which I know there are a lot of people like that. If you're anything but that, I could not recommend this trailer more. It is fantastic. It has some beautiful music by Dario Marinelli, and you can view it right now on BuzzHub on the homepage. We've also got a 23 must pause moments article going on with some great screen grabs from the trailer in HD. So, in other news, I'm going to work backwards from today. So, most recent news first. Emilia Clarke from Game of Thrones, the Khaleesi, and Nicholas Holt, who plays Beast in X-Men Days of Future Past next week, they're going to star in a Bonnie and Clyde, a new version of Bonnie and Clyde, and there's not much more to say about that. Emilia Clarke, I think, is excellent. She would be great in the role of Nicholas Holt. Not so sure. They're both very young, so it's one for thought. The Coen brothers, their next project is almost certainly now going to be a film called Hail Caesar, which will almost certainly star George Clooney. And it's about an actor, I believe, or a musician. It follows a man named Eddie Mannix in his job as a Hollywood fixer in the 1950s. That's somewhat different than the news reported in 2005, which suggested that Hail Caesar would focus on a group of theater actors in the 1920s. They put together a play about ancient Rome. So those are two contrasting reports on what this film is actually about. The Coen brothers have apparently been planning on it for a while. There was a new poster and a new trailer teaser for Guardians of the Galaxy out, a heavily airbrushed poster, making Chris Pratt and Zoe Saldana look as beautiful as they can, while Rocket Raccoon and Groot and Drax the Destroyer look very angry in the background. And there is a 30-second teaser for the new trailer, which is being released on Monday, and will presumably screen before X-Men next week. The Conan O'Brien's TBS show, Conan, has been renewed by the network until 2018. This week was Upfront week, so all of the US networks announced their fall schedules, announced their cancellations. The big cancellation we covered on BuzzHub and that affected me most was that of Community, NBC's magnificent comedy, just one of the best television programs of the century, starring Joel McHale, Gillian Jacobs, Ken Young, Jim Rash, Danny Pudi, formerly Danny Glover, Donald Glover, and Chevy Chase. A really brilliant show. I've talked about it here before. If you haven't seen it, I could not recommend it more. It's very, very meta, ironic show, There's one character on it, Abed, who he realizes that it's a sitcom, and he points out all of the sitcom cliches as they happen within the show. It's just fantastic. It's been cancelled by NBC, but there are hopes among the large online fan community that it will be picked up for a final season by Netflix or Amazon or another streaming service, as Netflix did with Arrested Development last year, and that season turned out, in my opinion, to be excellent. CBS failed to order How I Met Your Dad to series. Now, we covered this a lot back in February when Greta Gerwig was cast in the lead role. Meg Ryan was also cast as a narrator. It's a spin-off, sort of remake, a sequel show, I suppose, to How I Met Your Mother. Whole new set of characters, whole new storyline, but the same writers, producers involved. CBS turned down the pilot. They wanted a new pilot, and the creators did not agree on that matter. So they're taking it around now and trying to get it picked up. I hope it does. Greta Gerwig's fantastic, and the writing on How I Met Your Mother was at times brilliant. So I really, often brilliant. So I really hope that this is good and that it gets picked up. Roberto Orci has pretty much been confirmed to direct the next Star Trek film. His name's been tossed around for a while. He's a screenwriter on the last two and on many other big Hollywood films. Joe Cornish was another name tossed around, but I don't think he was experienced enough in Hollywood, although Roberto Orci has never actually directed a feature film, and taking over from J.J. Abrams is a tough job. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, the Harry Potter spin-off, with a script by J.K. Rowling, produced by David Heyman, has a release date, November 18th, 2016. Not a lot to be said about that. It's not that far away. It's only 2.5 years, which is good news for Harry Potter fans. So we can look forward to finding out a director and cast for that soon. Channing Tatum would be playing Gambit in future X-Men films. That was the first headline. The second headline later in the day was that he will be appearing in X-Men Apocalypse, also in 2016, and he will then follow that up with a 2018 solo film. Now, X-Men Apocalypse is set to be directed by Bryan Singer. The current controversy surrounding Bryan Singer's personal life, it has been rumored, may affect his involvement with X-Men Apocalypse. Now, of course, his film Days of Future Past coming out next week, it's tracking very well, and the controversy involving Bryan Singer has not really stayed in people's minds because he hasn't been involved in the marketing, and therefore it really hasn't damaged the film like people feared it would. So that's good news for the film and everyone else involved. So we'll have to see how the Bryan Singer story develops. But Channing Tatum, anyway, is Gambit, a character previously played by Taylor Kitsch in X-Men Origins Wolverine. Michael Giacchino will be scoring Jurassic World. Great news, I love Michael Giacchino. The alien designer H.R. Giger died. Also, the director of Searching for Sugarman was found dead. Both quite sad stories, but there are developments waiting to be announced on both. In other news, the first official image and first image period of Ben Affleck as Batman in 2016's Batman vs. Superman was revealed. It features Affleck's Batman standing in front of the new Batmobile in his outfit. You can't really see his face very well. It's a very dark image. It's a beautiful image. You can't really tell if it's in black and white or not, but it looks it. You've probably seen it, because I think everyone saw it, went viral. But if you haven't, it's on BuzzHub. It's still up on the top featured images, maybe not when this episode, by the time you listen to this, but it is right now. In other news, the first trailer came out for the Fox show Gotham, a new Batman show featuring young Bruce Wayne, young Catwoman. It looks like interesting, but it is a network show, so another superhero network show news. Marvel have Agent Carter. It's a spin-off featuring Captain America, the First Avengers, Peggy Carter, played by Hayley Atwell. Sounds pretty interesting. It has been confirmed for an 8-episode season, probably later this year, filling the gaps when Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is on hiatus. Glee Season 6 was postponed to mid-season following abysmal ratings in the last few episodes of its 5th season. The Fox musical has been, its final season has been postponed and won't be on for a few months. Parks and Recreation has been confirmed to end after its 7th season, the upcoming series, which was suspected because at the end of the 6th season there was a major time jump, I think forward maybe 2 or 3 years. And it suggested that they were heading towards the end of the show. other news to do with film and TV. This is a great podcast, isn't it? New trailer, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. New poster, Million Days of Down the West. Yaquin Phoenix and Emma Stone are going to be in Woody Allen's next film after his upcoming film, Magic of the Moonlight, which she also stars in. Coming up soon, we've got Edge of Tomorrow, Maleficent, A Million Days of Down the West. They're all being released in the next few weeks. I just realized now, I haven't actually done an episode of the podcast since the Star Wars Episode 7 cast announcement. So, let's talk about that for a moment, shall we? Back on, when was it? It was April the 30th, the Star Wars Episode 7 cast was announced. It was very, very exciting news for Star Wars fans. It's been discussed a lot recently, but the people announced the star. John Boyega, Daisy Ridley, Adam Driver, Oscar Isaac, Andy Serkis, Tom Gleason, Max von Sydow, along with Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill, Anthony Daniels, Peter Mayhew, and Kenny Baker. Director J.J. Abrams said of the announcement, "We are so excited to finally share the cast of Episode 7. It is both thrilling and surreal to watch the beloved original cast and these brilliant new performers come together to bring this world to life once again. We start shooting in a couple of weeks and everyone is doing their best to make the fans proud." It actually started shooting yesterday, Friday, the 16th of May. So that's exciting stuff. So Star Wars Episode 7 is December 18th. 2015, which is exactly to the day 11 months before Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, which is of course released on November 18th 2016, so that's 11 month gap between two highly anticipated films. That is all the major movie news in terms of box office. Well, we're not called Box Office Buzz anymore, and hence we're not obliged to do the box office. I will tell you that Bad Neighbors or Neighbors was number one this past weekend. Spider-Man had 1 week in the top spot, and then was overtaken by Bad Neighbors in its second weekend. And Bad Neighbors took in a ton of money. I think, it was the biggest opening weekend of Seth Rogen's career, of any of the actors' careers. It was a huge success. But this weekend, Godzilla, yesterday, I'll tell you this, had a huge opening day. I believe it had, domestically in the US, the biggest opening day gross of any film this year. I think I'd be right in saying that. I'll just check the numbers now. Can hear my typing on boxofficemojo.com. Godzilla ruled the box office on Friday with a stunning $38.5 million. Meanwhile, Neighbors and The Amazing Spider-Man fell hard while Million Dollar Arm failed to find the strike zone. Playing at over 3,950 theaters, Godzilla's $38.5 million opening day is the biggest of the year, ahead of comic book sequels Captain America the Winter Soldier and The Amazing Spider-Man. It's also way above World War Z, which was viewed as the most direct comparable title. Word of mouth and Godzilla is decidedly mixed. It earned a so-so B-plus cinema score on Friday, and anecdotal evidence suggests the movie's detractors are quite vocal. Still, it's a safe bet that Godzilla scores the biggest opening weekend of the year ahead of Captain America, which made $95 million total. Neighbors took second place with $8.4 million on Friday. And weekend projections, Godzilla is expected to make $98 million, Neighbors $26 million, Spider-Man $16 million, and Million Dollar Arm $10 million. So I will be reviewing Godzilla on the next episode, briefly. I'm going to see it today or tomorrow. And X-Men Days of Future Past, of course, which is a huge release. So that's pretty much the end of this episode. I'd like to thank you for downloading it. Visit buzzhub.info for all that is film and TV news and to watch the Interstellar trailer and look at our screen grabs now. You can listen to my other podcast, The Jimmy and Luke Show. Visit jimmyandluke.info. We've just had a two-part camping special, where all the hosts went camping together. That's the kind of fun stuff we do. There's also an original short film called Pablo, the Mexican Reindeer, which you're going to want to check out. And, kind of irrelevant. But you can follow me on Twitter. I'm twitter.com/Mr_Lucian, but I will be changing my username within the next week or two to Revolutionary. That's R-E-V-O-L-U-C-I-E-N-A-R-Y, Revolutionary. And, go to see X-Men Days of Future Past. Support it. Although I haven't seen it, it could be a terrible film, but it's X-Men. We all love X-Men. And Bryan Singer is a fantastic film director. Thank you for listening to this week's episode. See you next time.